Life is a journey. What's your story? Today, I'm going to talk about Gulfport and the Gulfport Senior Center Foundation. You might know them because they've had a performing arts series, but there's a lot you don't know. And today with me here in studio at Radio St. Pete is Jennifer Tirana, and she is the vice president. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on today.
Tell us a little bit about the foundation, a brief history, and what you're doing to raise money for the needs of Gulfport Senior Center and the new building.
Well, that's a big question. So the foundation actually started way back in 2002. It was founded by a few people in Gulfport that found a need in the senior center, needing some additional funds that the city couldn't necessarily provide. So they put a foundation together. There was a person that had left a bequest of their home to the city, or actually to the senior center. And so that's kind of what got it started, other than the fact that one of the members actually, before that even happened, opened the bank account with $5 of her own money. That really got our bank account going with a big $5. But we have been in existence since 2003 when we started. They start out with bylaws and incorporating and getting to be a 501c3. We've grown into a foundation that has expanded and contracted over the years. We've done a lot for the senior center by providing for their needs. Our basic mission is to provide for the needs of the senior center. Basically, we buy them things and give them money for things that they need, such as fitness equipment for the fitness room. We invested quite a bit quite some years ago before I was ever even on the board, and I've been on for 7 or 8 years now. We invested $50,000 in their fitness equipment, and over the years we've bought additional fitness equipment for them. We've invested in computer equipment. We've invested in video equipment so that during the pandemic they were able to do classes online. We also bought a touchless water fountain so when people returned after the pandemic, they could safely dispense water and enjoy that at the senior center. So there's a variety of things we've done over the years, but right now we've got a real focus on building, or helping to build and finance, the new senior center that Gulfport is envisioning.
And what is the timeline on that looking like?
Well, I'm not actually in charge of the timeline, so we're currently in the fundraising part of that, and it's kind of early on in the fundraising where it's been kind of, you know, quiet, and we're looking for support through a lot of different avenues. There are government avenues. There are, and it's not just us that's raising money, of course. The city is doing a great deal to do that, but we are one of the many little parts that is being put together, and our small foundation has, said that we will, we've agreed to give them $500,000 over the next 5 years. So that's $100,000 a year. We've gotten through our first year, and we have actually raised that first $100,000 that we promised to them. So we are ready to go with that. And we hope to, you know, not only meet, but we are hoping to be able to exceed what our promise has been to the senior center.
So what's really fun about your organization is that you do so many fun events. I want to, first of all, do a shout out for what's coming up, the Stars and Stripes Barbecue. This is a fundraiser, July 1st, 5 to 7 at the Gulfport Casino Ballroom. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the Stars and Stripes event is something that we do every year, and it is sponsored by both the foundation and the senior center. We get together. Normally, it's been over at the senior center, but we're expanding it this year to happen over at the Gulfport Casino Ballroom. It will be a barbecue, so there'll be food, music, dancing. There's always dancing at the senior center, so I can't believe that there would not be dancing at the casino ballroom as well. It's really a good time, and it's just to get that first early start for the 4th of July celebrations.
I want to talk a little bit about the performing arts series at the Katherine Hickman Theater this mm-hmm. year. I went to a number of them. Betty Fox Band, Peyton Raven, Dixon's Violin, Spitfire Theater is coming up in September. Nan Colton is coming up. She's portrayed historical figures. This is a great series. Tell us about this.
Well, this was something that one of our board members envisioned. and I will give Cindy credit for that. Cindy's on tech. She had a vision that we would be able to raise additional funds for everything that we're doing for the Senior Center, and especially for the building fund. And all of our performing arts money that we raise is going directly into that building fund. So she envisioned that we could get the right acts in, that people would love to come and enjoy. It's a small theater, so you get that close-up view and listening experience, and it's absolutely just been phenomenal, not only for Gulfport and St. Pete and surrounding areas. A lot of people are coming to them, but it's been a great fundraiser for us as well.
You do some really clever things. This year, a group in Gulfport is doing an event to raise money for special delivery with mailboxes up for auction painted by local artists. That's cool.
Yes, and that's actually something that our foundation really doesn't do anything. So they are there's a group in Gulfport that has said, we want to raise money for the Gulfport Senior Center Foundation. We like what you're doing. So they've decided they're getting these mailboxes. They're going to have different artists paint them, is what I understand. I haven't really been involved in the planning of that. And then they're going to auction them off. And we've done this previously, something similar, when we've had the best seat in the house, where we've had artists do the Adirondack chairs. And that, again, was not something that we actually did, but an art group in Gulfport decided that they wanted to help us out.
You know, Gulfport is this way. If you're going to do something in Gulfport, the whole community is going to get involved. I like the celebration wall of memorial tiles at the Senior Center. Tell us a little bit about what artist Brenda McMahon has done there.
Oh, if you haven't seen it, it is worth making a trip over to the Gulfport Senior Center just to see the artwork that Brenda did. It's on the, I'm trying to think what side of, I think that is the south side of the Senior Center. And there's a wall. You can buy tiles to memorialize family members and just say whatever you want on the wall. I think we're almost out of tiles, so there's not much of that left. But Brenda, someone had given a donation so that Brenda would do some artwork for us. And she did a beautiful mural at the very top of that wall, and it was dedicated, and it's really phenomenal. It's a great piece of art.
Well, like Radio St. Pete, you're our entire volunteer board of directors, the president, the VP, the secretary, and treasurer. And how do volunteers support your efforts?
Well, volunteers can support our efforts in many ways. We've got volunteers that volunteer for different events, like the Stars and Stripes and the Performing Arts Series, and they get in there and take tickets and help usher people to seats or do whatever they can. We have we had a golf tournament in April, and we had a lot of volunteers come out and help us set up, help us tear down, and keep that whole thing going. We're still looking on occasion. We have places for board members, so we've taken on a couple new board members, and we may be looking for a couple more at this point. So volunteering for the board is it's a big commitment, but I feel it's definitely worthwhile if you really want to get your feet into the community in Gulfport.
And you know, one of the things I think is really incredible that your foundation has done, which is the food pantry, purchasing shelving and having an ongoing fund for purchasing food for the food pantry. You know, you are an elder law attorney, so mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit why these programs are so important for supporting mental health for our seniors.
Well, everything that they do at the Senior Center, I'll tell you what, is important to supporting our seniors and their mental health, their physical health, and well-being. The food pantry is a small part of that. For people that qualify for food from the pantry, it can be a lifeline. People not only come to the food pantry for needed items that they can't necessarily afford on a limited budget, but they come to the Senior Center for that community, for socialization, for all kinds of classes to keep their minds stimulated and their bodies moving and working. And I can't say enough about the Gulfport Senior Center itself. Rachel Cataldo is in charge of the Senior Center. She's got a great staff over there, and they have a phenomenal amount of ongoing events and classes there on a weekly basis.
So what is the next event after the big July event? What comes up in the fall that you're most excited about?
Well, a couple things. We've got, of course, the special delivery is coming up. We also have a health and wellness expo at the Gulfport Senior Center, or not at the Senior Center, I'm sorry, it's over at the Gulfport Casino Ballroom. We do that every year, and that's a great way for vendors to get in there. If you're in the health field, if you're anything, and if you do anything in health and wellness, we've got spots for vendors to come in and show the community what they've got, and you know, just help elders out in particular. It's a good event, so I like that one. We've also got, there's a gentleman who does a train exhibit around Christmas time at his home, and he whatever proceeds he gets from that, he's been giving to the senior center. We really appreciate that. He's got a nice train setup that he puts up every year. We also have Veterans Memorial Park. We've put in a ribbon of bricks there. You can purchase bricks to memorialize your family members, certainly that have been veterans, is a favorite thing to do. And every year on Veterans Day, we have a local high school might come out and do taps. The Gulfport Gecko Amalgamated Band was out there last year playing military songs. And there's always, dedication and talk about all the veterans that have helped this country throughout the years.
So it has been a pleasure to be in studio today with Jennifer Tirana from the Gulfport Senior Center Foundation. Those of you who don't know about it, you can find them on their website. What is the website, Jennifer?
Oh, the website is actually, if you just search for Gulfport Senior Center Foundation, you should find us. If you might get to the senior center, but check that out and then find the foundation. We're both on there.
Do you have a newsletter that people can sign up for?
You can get online with us. We don't currently have a mail-out newsletter that we're doing, but if you get in there and get on our list, if you become a member, you're going to find out about all the events that we're doing and have your finger on the pulse.
We are so lucky to have Jennifer here today. Jennifer, thank you for being here, and good luck. We're looking forward to seeing that building grow in the next 5 years.
Thank you, Nanette. I appreciate it.